Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 193 episodes of whoever giving you the news that Microsoft needs to ping you, pinging each other about. This week is a Boys Without Toys episode. Let's give a nice welcome to Rick Claus.
Howdy.
Pingers?
Call pingers?
Yes. Pingers? That
pingers?
Works.
I don't know.
That works,
yeah,
right?
Okay, well, hey.
Rick, why don't you introduce yourself? First time on the show.
I'm a server hugger extraordinaire. Work here at Microsoft, and I've been following Ping for a long time.
And you're on air on Channel 9 all over the place, too, right?
You know, we do the Countdown show for Tech Ed. We do the Ed show. That's some IT pro type stuff.
You were in the zombie, Cloudy with a Chance of Zombies?
I was the tackling zombie.
Because of my
Canadian heritage, they said I was actually the forechecking zombie.
Well, let's look at the comments last week. We have a couple comments about clothing. I don't know what that's about. I've actually toned down. I don't actually just have one shirt that I wear.
I will point out, though, he is wrinkled today.
It's because I had to dig deep in the wardrobe.
Okay.
And maybe I don't take care of everything that's hanging up. But it's not just that I have one shirt that I wear. I think people think that I just have, like, one hanging up in the office for that. Not the case. My entire wardrobe, orange.
Very smart.
More questions about Paldo. Where's Paldo, I believe? He's going to have to answer himself. He lives on the internet, so I'm pretty sure he can pop into the comments. And so, Paul, if you're still watching, which I know you are, come on, let the good people know where you are. And thank you, Gordon Beaming, for checking out Cloudy with a Chance of Zombies. Our Halloween special is still online. You can still watch it forever. But you should go check it out. Get that little extra bit of Halloween, you know, back in. I know it's November, but
it's way better than the stale candy, which is probably left by your door still.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Ready to go?
Did you like that, man?
The zombie? Yeah, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Had a good time, and it's great to watch. Let's get started. So, as you all know, the new Surfaces, the Surface 2 and the Surface Pro 2, were released on October 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got it.
So, there are a lot of great new features, and one of the great ways to find out about them are through some of the user videos on YouTube. So, this one that just came out, Why I Love My Microsoft Surface 2, Tips and Tricks by Sean Ong. Fantastic video, actually. You saw, right?
It's about 11 minutes long, and he goes through some different use case scenarios of what he uses his Surface for. I will say, I did a little bit of searching on him. he's a father of two, he's got young kids, and he's a gamer, and he previously had a Surface RT device.
Right, yeah, he did a video about that one, too, actually.
And so he goes through some of the areas that you wouldn't think to know that are actually some really cool features of RT that we don't actually talk about.
Yeah, or we do, but like there are so many. This is going into marketing speak. There are so many features we can't tell you all about them. But Sean really does a great job of showing off a bunch of them. I think one of my favorites is showing really the power behind it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think it's a tablet, so it's very limited in what it can do.
Yeah.
It's stuck in just the Windows Store apps.
He plugs in an HDMI up to his 1080p high definition TV.
Yeah.
And he uses a USB 3 hub to be able to plug into it, to be able to attach in a keyboard, a mouse, a gaming Xbox console controller.
Yep.
He plays full screen video racing games.
Yeah, he's
on
doing
his 1080p.
That. He was playing Spartan Assault,
yeah,
which is a Windows Store game, mm-hmm, which is fantastic. I've been playing that in my
RT.
It's
all on the ARM tablet.
So I think at one point he was playing with the gamepad plugged into USB on the second screen while playing an HD video on the Surface while printing to a Wi-Fi printer,
yep,
across. You can't do that with just a normal tablet these days. That's kind of where the Surface excels,
yep,
is extending beyond just tablets.
And a shine-through little example that he also used as well was also using something that's been in Windows 7. which is voice control.
Voice control, yeah. I mean, controlling the operating system,
it's an accessibility
launching apps.
Option.
It's very similar to what the experience you have on, actually it's better than the experience you have on the current Xbox,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, because the Xbox has a fairly fluid voice control in it, but this, I mean, launch apps, he does some searching on the web with it as well. I didn't want to say the G word. but it, I mean, it all works right there. So it's a really cool video.
Yep.
I can't remember what else he does in there. I know he uses Spotify. He streams stuff wirelessly.
Yeah, he's doing the wireless stream to his Xbox 360 as a target. So basically,
I do that all the time. Yeah.
You'd be able just to go in, use the whatever app you're using to display any kind of media, be it a video, be it audio, swipe in from the side, and then choose devices, and boom, there's a 360. It just goes off and uses
that. Yeah, I do that quite a bit with my Surface on my couch at home. I'll queue a bunch of YouTube videos. We have people over hanging out. We just want some stuff in the background. Pull up my Surface or any Windows 8 device. So it could be on my Surface or my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And hit devices, Xbox, like you said, and it just works.
Best stuff is? He doesn't work for Microsoft.
Yeah, you can believe him.
Yeah.
More than us, I guess.
Very cool. Good stuff. Keep up the videos. Keep up the good work,
yeah.
Sean. Nice seeing you.
This next story comes to us from the why didn't this happen sooner line of news. But as Microsoft has been trying as a whole to become one Microsoft, starting from the whole one Microsoft reorg down to the experiences you see across phone, tablet, PC, Xbox, kind of similar UIs, more unification is happening, this time for developers registering for the Windows stores.
So previously you had to register for one for the phone store and then one for the Windows store, is that correct?
Right, yeah, because the Windows phone store came out first, it kind of, that was registration that was already live. When Windows came online, they kind of had their own timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the work we're doing is getting around these release cycles matching better, so
yep.
We can do more of this. Now, if you were registered for one, you registered for both.
Okay, makes sense.
Super easy.
Yeah.
What if you're registered for both already?
Well, I found that one out by doing the Twitter search.
Ah, the Twitter search.
And apparently, if you already have a subscription to both and you now belong to the new unified store, you will get a credit for an additional year.
So if you were registered for two stores for 1 year,
you're
registered for two stores,
which is now
for
one store,
2 years.
Which is now 2 years.
It's like four times the storage.
Four times the Windows love.
Yeah. So there's still, from the consumer side, two stores. So if you're on the phone, you have the phone store. If you're on a Windows 8 device, you have the Windows 8 store.
Mm-hmm.
But developers can more easily port their stuff back and forth. Don't have to worry about registering back and forth. So
sweet.
Good move.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about previous releases with the Surfaces. There's another impending release, the Xbox One. And that's November 22nd, 1122.
It's coming close.
Yes, I already have mine pre-ordered, maybe multiple. one for the office, one for home.
Oh, of course, man. I'm getting one for my wife for her birthday. Don't say that, but her birthday's on the 25th.
No one, hopefully she doesn't follow you on Twitter.
No, she doesn't watch this.
Okay, good. Sorry. Well, Ars Technica, Kyle Orland over there, actually went out during one of the recent Xbox One preview events and went to go talk to the developers about what exactly does the Xbox One bring over what we had last generation.
Mm-hmm.
And he does comment that some of it just comes out as PR speak, which you'd kind of expect at a preview event for press like that. But some of it was real developers talking about what they loved about the experience. And there are a couple things. I think the one that's the biggest differentiator between the next-gen platforms is the Kinect.
Oh, yeah.
And having it always available.
Always available. Every console has one. You can write that into your game. Plus, it has obviously significantly upgraded hardware functionality as far as IR cameras, the 1080p resolution that's going through.
A much higher resolution.
Yeah, so a lot more sensitivity. I mean, they actually say it can pick up your heartbeat.
That's a little creepy.
It's very creepy.
But
it can tell if your eyes are open or closed. You know, crazy. And your games can interact with that. So
I mean, I know a lot of them talking about being able to pick out emotion from those things.
Yeah,
so
it's sensors, which
is a good thing because if the game could tell you're getting frustrated, which I know if I watch like my nephews playing or something, it's very obvious to me.
Yeah.
But if the game can pick that up, they can pause, adjust, say like, "Oh, hold on, we'll stop the game for a second and help you out." But Kinect was a big one. I know a lot of people are talking about this, the graphical fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
I know they said Skylanders, those guys talked about getting 1080p and just how incredible it looked.
Yep. Another one was DVR functionality built in different games, the replay stuff.
You know,
like that.
I think it's funny that the Peggle guys talked about that because the Peggle 2 is definitely one of the ones that I'm really looking forward to. And
seriously,
I'm not ashamed. Yeah, I have paid. If you look at my gamer tag, Farlox, you will see that I have every single achievement, well, except one that's an online only, from Peggle and the DLC, and that includes all clearing every single level in the game.
Wow.
That took me like 3 years to do.
So you would be in the market to be able to record your best shots.
So what Peggle. You can do right now is you can only go to the top 100 like shots in the world, right, and you can view them.
Oh.
But this, I could be like, oh my God, did you see that? In fact, I've been playing Madden 25 on my 360,
yeah,
and there have been some times where I've been running down, throwing people to the ground, doing, you know, spin moves, juking people. Once the Xbox One comes out, you bet I'm going to be saying Xbox DVR that.
Nice.
Send that to everyone. Share that as far as I can.
A new level of online shaming of all your foes. Is that what it is?
Absolutely. We're just showing off. I want to brag about what I can do.
Big thing about other sports games, you bring up the sports games, obviously, is all the physics capability they're built in for the computational power. I'm a racing fan, so I'm all about Forza.
Absolutely.
Cannot wait to Forza. And for me, it's the being able to race against other types of professional drivers.
Yeah, the Drivatar
like
system.
Like the Stig.
Well, the Drivatar system is basically one of the highlights of our cloud capabilities. Basically, the developers have a ton of processing power up in the cloud. They're using that to compile all the driving statistics from all the drivers in different classes and come up with Drivatars, they call them personalities, basically, to drive against instead of just AI.
Very cool, man.
Awesome.
Very cool.
November 22nd.
Be there.
So as we were saying before, so many features. So many features that we have two stories about them. This one actually from Business Insider, which I thought was an interesting place to get
it's
tech
a
tips.
Unique source. Unique source to say the least. And it was 7 hidden features of Microsoft Windows 8.1.
Now, I wouldn't say they're necessarily hidden, but I definitely picked up a couple that I didn't realize.
Right. Are we going to go through each of them?
No,
out a couple.
Well, my favorite, just pick out a couple.
Go ahead.
First. These fine viewers can go and read the article as well. My favorite, though, is the reading list. So I didn't know about this until I read, but there's an app that comes with Windows 8.1 called Reading List. And it's basically, there are other third party apps that basically do this, but you save pages or whatever you're doing to read later. So a lot of times I'm at work. I find a cool article on, you know, The Verge, Business Insider, Ars Technica, any one of these websites, and I'm working, so I don't have enough time to actually read it.
You don't want to disrupt the stream of consciousness of Mark DeFalco.
And if it comes up on like my Twitter feed, I guess I could favorite it and look at it later, but whatever it is. This lets you just swipe out to the side, share, reading list, and it gets put in your reading list. And since everything's all connected to your SkyDrive account, it syncs across.
Yeah. It works.
Synced across your devices, that means when I do it at work or on my laptop or Surface at home, I can just go to reading lists and it shows it by day what things I've bookmarked and I can go back and read on my
regardless stuff. Of the device that you're on.
Right, yeah.
Sweet. I happen to be partial to two of them. One of them is hands-free mode.
Which is basically...
certain apps are able to go in and basically, I use this one here in the kitchen.
Yeah.
The recipe app, be able to find a good recipe, be able to find and make something, and turn on a hands-free mode, so you can just take your hand and swipe in front of the thing, and the camera goes ahead and does. It's awesome, I love it. The other one I like is the, boot to desktop.
Oh yes, yeah, sure.
Most of the apps that I use happen to still be in desktop mode. As an IT guy, all my stuff is all desktop mode.
They don't have
a Windows Store version of System Center, Operations Manager, stuff like that. So lots of times I'll go in and I'll do boot to desktop mode. And you can enable that with group policy, or you can enable that individually on individual systems.
See, he would know about the group policy stuff. I do that on some of my devices and on others. It's actually nice to have as an option. My desktop goes straight to desktop. Right,
this
my
one
Surface.
Here stays on Surface.
Yeah. Mine is quiet mode, hours, rather. Since there is kind of a blurred edge between, again, mobile devices with Windows 8 working across all of them.
The long hours that you work as a developer doing stuff.
That's why I like its quiet hours. I can pick them because my quiet hours are different than other people's.
Nice.
Well, you want notifications on your mobile devices. You want to be able to get push notifications, and that's what's great on your tablet. But sometimes you have them with you, you want to turn those off. So quiet hours actually lets you, in your PC settings, turn off notifications just during certain times. So if you sleep with your Surface, I'm not going to judge you. You can turn off your notifications during your sleeping hours. Doesn't need to be nighttime.
I like
most
that.
Don't sleep during nighttime.
I'm curious to know what the pingers, I'm coining the new term. What's your favorite?
Yeah. What's your favorite feature?
Let's find out.
In
maybe
seven...
we can get 81 top features that you like.
I may have made a comment that the 7 just wasn't clever enough. But, you know, link bait will be link bait.
You got it.
All right, so that wraps up another episode of Ping. Thanks again to Rick for filling in this week.
Anytime.
Let's hear what you think of Rick about his shirt. I mean, let's change it up a little bit. I do want you to post in the comments about what your favorite new feature in 8.1 is.
Yeah,
the more obscure, the better. Let's like brighten up everyone's lives with new features that'll make life easier for them.
Sounds great.
Fill us in the comments. Follow us. I am at Mark DeFalco.
And I am at Rickster CDN.
What's that CDN?
Canada.
Rickster
Canada. You got it.
All right. So you know which one it is.
You got it.
Thanks again. See you next week.